KDAQX
in the mobile monitoring. Anyone out there? NAOU Mobile, Manistique, Michigan.
Hey, go ahead, Mobile, WARRM, listening.
WARRM, NAOU. Yeah, just amazed that I can get the Mackinac City repeater over at Manistique.
Well, you're not here in Michigan. Where are you at?
I'm in Manistique, about 65 miles, 70 miles west of the bridge.
You're in Manistique? Well, you're doing what repeater are you hitting?
I'm hitting the Mackinac City repeater. I'm hitting the bridge on the repeater at the icebreaker Mackinac.
Boy, there must be some hard FM skip running then, because I'm in Gaylord, and I got a J-pole here in my apartment. I didn't think I could get up to the bridge.
Gaylord repeater is a link to the icebreaker Mackinac. It's actually linked all the way to the UP, into the UP up to the Sioux. But yeah, I'm right downtown Manistique, about, I don't know, 65, 75 miles west of the Mackinac Bridge.
That's right, where you are. I drove a big rig for 52 years and spent a lot of time to Washington, Oregon, Alaska, Roger.
Okay, so you know where I'm at. Yeah, I just crossed over the river by the paper factory.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I used to be able to hit our repeater in Gaylord from my Peterbilt right there where you're at. This is the first time I've ever talked to the repeater and up there by the bridge. I'm not sure that our repeater in Gaylord is connected to the one up there by the bridge or not.
I think they're linked because I'm not talking to Gaylord repeater, I'm talking to Mackinac City. So I think it's linked.
Well, I'm not talking to Gaylord repeater, I'll tell you that right now. I'm transmitting on 146.140.
Okay, I'm at 144.510.
Well, I'm on 146.140, so how's that working?
Got a great copy on you. You're doing a good job. So, yeah, they got to be linked up somewhere.
Yes, sir, they got to be, because we're both transmitting into something on a different repeat, on a different frequency. Like I said, I'm transmitting on 146.140 right now. Go ahead.
Which repeat are you talking out of, Sheboygan?
Let me look at my list. I haven't been on this one in a long time. I'll tell you here in 1 second. I got it written down. Five. This says I'm on a Cadillac repeat. No, that's 98. 146.140. Well, you know what? I'm not really sure. My list must be old because the list I have right here is the one I had in my Peterbilt. And I must have put something wrong in it. I'm not sure which one I'm talking on. Huh. I'll have to ask one of my buddies. 146.140. I don't even have written down anywhere.
I don't know if you're on the internet or not, but Northern Michigan Linked Repeaters. If you look up Northern Michigan Linked Repeaters, it'll give you the big list.
Yeah, I'll do that here when the computer... And it's off right now. I'm just talking to you on my old TS711A 2-meter all-mode Kenwood receiver, Roger.
Kenwood sounds good. Good signal over here, west of Manistique, and 8LOU.
Are you up here on vacation, sir, or are you just out cruising around?
I have a hunt camp by Newberry, but I'm on my way to it used to be the Escanaba Swap. It's Rapid River Swap in Rapid River. It starts at 9 o'clock. I'm on my way there.
Oh, okay. Well, we're having a swap down here in Gaylord. I think it's the 28th of September, if I remember right.
That's affirmative. I'll be there with a couple tables at least, maybe three.
Are you the gentleman that I swapped last year? First walk into the door, there's about four tables with all kinds of stuff set up.
I was back about two-thirds of the way to the east end of the building. I had three tables in a row across the whole width, but I was almost to the back.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. I'm about four tables back, right next to the snack table. Oh, I was right there, W8RRM. Roger.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll be looking for you then.
Be there. I got one last year. I sold two of those, and I didn't give them away, but I did sell one that I didn't intend to. I didn't think the guy would do it. I almost wish I hadn't had it on my table. I had, at the time, I had two T480s, a 200 water and a 100 water, and the booger wanted the 200 water, and I let him have it because he paid me full price, didn't even argue about it. I got 1100 for it.
Good, yeah, 480, the 200 watt radio, that's a good radio. I had one.
Yeah, I got my water, but I don't know if I'm going to swap this year. I think I probably will, but I guess Kenwood's still building that old TS-480, aren't they?
I'm not sure on that one. I haven't been following that stuff lately.
I'll tell you a good one that shocked me. I don't know if you knew it, but did you know that NRAD's been building desk microphones?
They're back in that business.
Yeah, I'm talking on an NRAD desk mic now, and the guys down here tell me they can't tell the difference between it or my aisle, and I think that's quite the compliment.
They're good, Mike. I actually bought a radio from Bob Proherence, N8RT, which used to be the old owner of NRAD.
I know of him. When they were doing in-house repairs, I sent him my TS 940 out there to California, and I'll tell you what, buddy, when I got that radio back, a different two-way. I mean, those they put in that thing were so tight, it's within, you'd say, three-quarters of a kilohertz of what frequency I was on, you didn't even know anybody was there. They did a fabulous job on that old TS-940 I had.
Traffic's picking up here, and I'm starting to see deer, so I'm going to have to cut this short.
Okay, okay, sir. Well, thanks for the comeback. I'm glad I was scanning frequencies now. Yeah, talk about Bob Heil was the first contact I ever made on HF radio. Got my funeral ticket. What a hell of a guy. I couldn't believe it, who I was talking to, and I started showing some guys my card I got from him back years ago, and they were even shocked. Of course, I was too. And that prompted me a couple of microphones. Just a good one over there to me, and we'll be looking. I have my hat on. It'll have my name on it, W8RRM. Maybe I'll get to put a paw on.
I'll have my hat, N8LOU. Name is Lou, and nice talking with you.
Thank you very much. Have a good morning. Enjoy.
All right,
I'll be listening.
8LOU, copy in the mail, 73.
W8RRM listening. Whoever is trying to get in here has no audio, go ahead, W8RRM.
KEAWJW, I'm monitoring. Someone needs to wash their mic. They had a key for a bit.
KEAWJW from KCHHC.
Mr. Joe, go ahead.
KCHHD, go ahead.
Hey, what are you up to today?
Well, we're getting the boats ready. Might be going on. So, if you're not doing anything, come on over.
Okay, I'll be over there about 5 minutes. Then I gotta go up north.
Okay, sounds good. See you in 5. KCHHD, KEFTW.
KEAWJW
from KCHHC,
they're monitoring.
N8MJO
mobile.
KEAWJW monitoring. KCHHC, KEAWJW.
Hey, Red, just how am I coming in the repeater right now?
I sound loud and clear.
Okay, I'm just wondering if I'm out of my house right now.
Okay, yeah, you sound fine. Did you get Norm's truck all figured out?
Yes, we did.
Was that a yes or a no?
What was that?
Okay. Yeah, he didn't come back at that, but anyway, what's going on?
I'm on my way home for doing that, so I can't get to my truck door for now.
Okay, yeah, now you're coming in a little staticky.
I'm into the 145.19 repeater near Petoskey with a couple watts. You're in Sault Ste. Marie, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're up there in the Sioux. Yeah, you're loud and clear in the repeater still. So it sounds like you're right there next to us or not too far from us. So.
Very good. Good copy. This repeater is great coverage. I'm still trying to figure out what DMR repeater I can get into around here. The Alanson has a MI5, I think, and I needed to see if I can connect into that. But up north in Emmett County, I do way better with a handheld than I do down in Oakland County as far as repeater coverage goes. All I need up here is a couple watts, and I can get all over the place. I think both DMR and System Fusion. So it's pretty nice here in Petoskey today, about 81, and a little bit of a north breeze coming from the UP northwest, so it's keeping things cool today. Anyway, just kind of relaxing. N8TJ, back to you.
Oh, very good. So, yeah, that is strange. But, yeah, I think that repeater is definitely, it's at a, I know it's at a commercial site, so it's quite tall. It's not a big tower, so it has great coverage. their website still, but you can't look at the propagation map, so yeah, oh well. I believe that Lanson repeater got moved to the 7-4 tower, so I don't I can't say if the frequency is the same on it or not, so I don't know too much about it. but I do know, I want to say is a UHF repeater that's on the same power as the 19 repeater. That does all the digital modes, so maybe you try getting that track.
Yeah, okay, I should. I just haven't taken the time to do it. I've been busy one thing after another, working on lawnmower, got a fuel pump that went out on that, and I got a little three-wheeler log hauler, wood hauler, that the starter went out on. So, and then I got my outboard, my little 8-horse outboard motor running good, so it's like I got to keep up all this stuff. But that's what happens. Runs good, just little things here and there. So, so what repeater right now? Are you into your repeater there, Brad? The one that's in the Eastern Michigan Link? So what repeater are you connecting, connected to right now? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on my repeater here in the Sua, 145, 430. And, it's into the All-Star Hub, so I don't remember what repeater holds the All-Star Hub, so, I do say it is a beautiful day here as well. Got a nice breeze, got about 6 to 10 miles per hour breeze here, and definitely keep things cooled off. This morning was kind of hazy, and definitely smelled the wildfire smoke, so that was neat. But yeah, we got about 79 degrees, so back over to you, KG8FGW.
Very good, Brad. So I know this 145.19 connects into the 145.110 Mackinac City icebreaker, I believe. I think it does. But I can't quite hit that one with a handheld. That's 30 miles away, or 25-30 miles away from me right now. I'm right at the south. I'm on the edge of Emmett County, almost in Sheboygan County. So I can hit the Sheboygan repeater 7-4. I can hit that, you were saying. There's a lot of them I can hit. I should figure out and look up what they all do. So anyway, you sounded good. Yeah, it's a good day outside to do just about anything you want to do today. Not too hot, a little bit of breeze. Very nice day. So it's the time of year when northern Michigan is the best weather in the entire world, I think. Pretty close anyway. So I'll let you go, Brad. My son here is heading in the store. I got to give him a list of things to get here. Get it well, so I don't have to go. That's the idea. So anyway, catch up with you later, maybe on the net on Monday night. This is NATJ. I'll be clear after your final. Talk to you later, Brad.
Alrighty, very good, sir. Yeah. Yeah, enjoy the weather. That is for sure. It's definitely a great summer so far. So, yeah. It's almost over. Anywho, enjoy the store, and maybe I'll look you up on your QRZ, and I'll send you all the repeaters that are linked in that I'm aware of. So there may be more, but... And, I'll give that email over to you, and other than that, yeah, enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully we'll catch you on Monday, and there's also a net on Thursdays at 9 p.m. So catch you later at 8TJ, KE8FJW.
Very good, Brad. So this is the same. This is where you check in on that net on Monday night. I heard the advertisement, so I'll have to. I may be up here not next Thursday because I got something to do on Friday downstate. But the week after, I'll probably be up here. I'd like to check into that net at 9 o'clock net. So anyway, take her easy. Have a good Saturday afternoon. KFJW and ATJ.
Yep, it's on the link system. So you're at the right feeder. KEAFJW.
WHBUNH Mobile. WHBUH Mobile.
This is KEAFJW monitoring.
Good afternoon, this is WHBUH. My name is Dean, Delta Echo Alpha November, and we're just going across the Mackinac Bridge.
Well, good afternoon, Dean. Name here is Brad, and I'm here in Sault Ste. Marie. So I headed north or south?
see my brother up by Pine River, up by Hustle, and just like I say, making our way across the big mighty Mac here.
Okay, going to Hustle. Okay, very good. That is a nice little town, that's for sure. So, yeah.
I wished I was going to the island, but we're not this time. We're just hauling some lumber up to him, and a lot of boats out here right now, sailboats, and it's a beautiful day here on the bridge.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, you know, it might be that sailboat race. I'm not sure when that starts. So I think it is this month sometime, but maybe. Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful day. It's definitely cooled down, not as muggy as it has been all week. Well, I think all week it's been really hot, muggy. It's been the high 80s, and humidity was up there in the 90s percentile, and it was just miserable. So definitely a nice day, a nice weekend to be outside, so definitely enjoying it.
We're from West Branch, so it's been hot and humid down there too. It's been kind of a strange summer, but rain here and there, and it's just been kind of crazy. But yeah, it's like I say, we're just coming up here for the day, and we're going back home tomorrow. But gonna run into St. Agnes here and grab some smoked fish and some whitefish spread.
Oh, hey, that sounds like a plan. I haven't made any in a while. Maybe I should do that one of these days. We smoke salmon quite often, about every Friday. But I haven't made the whitefish spread yet this summer, so we'll have to do that. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, we're on the downhill side. We're almost into St. Agnes here across the bridge, so moving across. At least I'm not working on the bridge today, but I know it's the weekend, but I see they're working on the southbound side of I-75 south of Mackinac City there. They're going to town on that. Major construction looks like over there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're always working on that freeway there for some reason. Seems like every year. But yeah, I can hear the clicks in the back there from the road from going over the bridge. So, but anywho, that was a nice meeting you, and we're going to have to let you go here. You're getting ready to go to church. Other than that, I figured I'd give you a shout back and say, yeah, you're making it in there. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll meet you, Dean, and hey, maybe we'll hear you on here again. W8.
K-E-8-F-J-W, I believe it was. My call is Whiskey 8 Bravo Uniform Hotel. I took my Elmer's call back in the day. So, all right, 7-3, have a good day, and enjoy church. W-8-B-U-H, clear.
7-3, thanks for the question. B-U-H.
Whiskey 8 Bravo Uniform Hotel Mobile.
What are you doing, Dino? You walking?
I'm walking up here in St. Agnes right now, going to my brother's. What are you doing?
Well, not much. Going to get stuff for dinner and run out to Kern real quick. Where's your brother at up there?
He's up my Hustle. We just stopped and got some smoked fish and heading out there. He's only 13 miles from St. Agnes, so we're just heading that way, but I had them 4x6s I cut up there and taking them up to him. Yeah, I'm walking, but so when I sat down, it's healing up from that bad bruise, and I can really feel it in my leg. So you gotta get all your dad, see if you come over as soon as I get them rafters, and see if you come over and put them up for me.
Copy that. Yeah, I took a spill, I guess, you'd say, what, a Wednesday? Yeah, Thursday. Thursday, we go to leave the shop, and the pager goes off for EMS for a kid right by the dam on the downriver side that was drowning. And, oh, gross. And, so I ended up buzzing over there because they were, there was a deputy that was there by himself, Ryan Blair, and jumped in and, yeah, was not very, the deputy was jumped in too, so, what a mess.
That's too bad. Yeah, this thing on my leg is pretty good size. Not to tell you the story about the hospital, but I had to have Denton transport me down to Midland, so.
Hang on 1 second. Okay. I got a fire guy trying to burn his house down out north of down here. But yeah, no, when I went in the water, I took a, I was going down the rocks and, yeah, I went down the rocks, all right, the total wrong way. I walked out and went from being up to my waist to three times over my head.
That's crazy. Yeah, you gotta watch yourself, you know, it's just, I can't work by myself no more. I'll send you a couple pictures, but could have been you might have been ended up with another stepper.
Yeah, you're getting too old for that. Way too old.
Well, the funny part was is I never thought it was gonna fall because the way it, you know, I wasn't even hardly pulling on the tape measure, and it just came that way and down it went. So yeah. Yep. Well, we're all right. We're moving along, getting done what we gotta get done. So, yeah, these things are 16 foot long and they're hanging out the back of my truck. So, you know how much is hanging out, and I gotta ratchet it down in there really good. So, they're not moving anywhere. I had one of these little lights they give us give away at one of the fire shows. So I put on there and it's flashing. I should have took one of them red lights and. I got from you and
Moan that's
one of them
beams. Yeah, no kidding. We bought another record, didn't know if you heard about that.
I didn't hear you bought another one.
What'd you say, Dean? Sorry.
I didn't hear what you said. You gotta back off that mic about 6 inches.
Yeah, this one is a little hot. I said, we bought another record.
Yeah, what'd you get this time?
It's just a snatch truck, the 96F350, twin line winch, steel lift, whole bottle wax. We got a screaming deal on it, that's the only reason we bought it. And I'm out at the shop, I'll be back with you in a minute, at 9 AOP mobile.
Talk to you at WABU in 2 minutes and then we're going to be all where we got to be, so. I'll be back on here later on tonight, so maybe I'll talk to you then. WEUH Mobile.
All right, Dean. Travel safe. I think you'll be good.
KFAWW, portable.
Dumps, what'd you say?
Yeah, where are you coming back from?
to St. Marie's, see my, or St. Agnes, see my brother.
Oh, all right. Well, had a good hot day to do it.
Yeah, I loaded up, Beth and I loaded them 4x6s up and took him up to him and spent 5 hours with him, and then we busted out of there by 8 o'clock to go get something to eat at the casino, and they were closed, but we fed them, and or fed ourselves and fed them too, so now we're just south of Roger City, Petoskey exit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we ended up going down to Standish and played around down there for a while, had dinner in the restaurant. We got home, I don't know, after 8 o'clock.
We had a good band in that casino. I could have stayed there all night and listened to them. We had a room, but we didn't get a room, so we were just heading southbound. But yeah, it was a good day. I had a good time with my brother and found out a bunch of stuff. And I was going to work some stuff out, so hey, we'll see what happens. Stuff that I never knew happened, and Beth didn't know it happened, and everybody knows what's going on now, I guess. And the four of us do, anyway.
Well, sounds like you guys had a good visit, and keep your eyes open for the deer. I'm sure they're moving. WACOP.
Yeah, we got, south of the bridge, they got, I don't know, 20 miles or something, 15 miles of that all tore up down through there, so traffic shift over. Yeah, it's a beautiful night, so 69 degrees. We'll be getting home here probably about, I don't know, 12 o'clock or so. Won't take long. Moving right along here. Not a lot of traffic going up and not a lot of traffic going down, but I had them things hanging out the back end, probably 6 foot. Had a little flashing light on it and a red flag, and it was all good.
Well, I'm sure everybody saw it and probably wanted to get out from behind you.
Probably wanted to use toothpicks, but they didn't want to use them kind of toothpicks. WABUH.
All right, well, listen, have a safe trip home. I'm going to shut it down in here and go climb in the rack. So, talk to you tomorrow, 7-3 from W8COP.
Hey, I thought you'd ride along with me until I almost got home. It's only 10:50. I've got some nerve shattering to do tomorrow. You don't have to go and punch the time clock. The days are over, so. All right, I'll talk to you later. Have a good night, WBUH.